Lesson 7. Dialogue.
Judy, you say that life in Britain is expensive. Is it any cheaper to live in Cardiff than in London?
Oh, yes. Cardiff is definitely much cheaper.
But why?
Oh, there are many reasons, but the main one is the cost of accommodation. In London, a flat, even a tiny bedsit, costs a fortune.
How much is your rent?
Well, I own my flat, so I don't pay rent. I pay a mortgage to a building society every month.
How much do you pay monthly?
The mortgage is usually about £350. Then I have to pay some bills. Water, electricity, gas, phone, and so on.
That's a lot.
Not really. It's about average for London. London is the most expensive city in the UK.
Accommodation has become quite expensive here as well. It comes to about 10 or 15% of the family budget.
That's interesting. I suppose my mortgage and the bills come to about 30% of my salary, but of course our salaries are very different.
That's true. It's difficult to compare our standards of living. How many rooms have you got in your flat?
One bedroom, a living room, a small kitchen and bathroom. I think it's about 30 square metres. What about you?
We've got a three-room flat. It's about 50 square metres.
Do you own it?
Oh no, we rent it. Until recently, very few people owned a flat in Russia. But now, many people prefer to have a flat of their own. We are also thinking of buying our flat.
But what about food? Is food expensive in Britain?
Well, it's more expensive than in Russia, but again, people in Britain usually earn more.
How much does a kilo of cheese cost?
Oh, that's not easy to say. There are so many kinds. But cheddar costs £3 a kilo, for example.
And how much does a loaf of bread cost?
Again, it depends. There are different kinds of bread. White, brown, wholemeal, for example, and there are different sizes. And a loaf usually costs less in a supermarket than in a corner shop. But 50 pence is a reasonable price.
Aren't prices fixed, then?
Not at all. Prices vary from shop to shop and from season to season. Sometimes supermarkets even reduce the cost of some goods at the end of the day.
Why do they do that?
Well, if the goods are perishable, like vegetables, then they sometimes want to sell them fast.
So if you want a bargain, then you shop in the evening.
That's right.
What about clothes? Are they expensive in Britain?
I think they're cheaper than in Russia. But if you want to be fashionable, you have to spend a lot. I spend a lot on clothes for work and leisure.
Do many women work in Britain? You know, in Russia, most women work.
I suppose it's the same in Britain. Of course, many women prefer to have their own career. But some women with children decide to stay at home to look after them. Others have to work because it's difficult to make ends meet on one salary.
But men and women should be paid equally for doing the same kind of work.
Oh yes, sex discrimination is illegal in Britain. But on the other hand, many women tend to work part-time or in lower-paid jobs, and it's still difficult for a woman to be promoted, so men's salaries are generally much higher than women's.
But you had a female Prime Minister, didn't you?
Yes. But she was the exception rather than the rule. Too few women are considered for the top jobs, either in the public sector or in industry.